Want to see an evolutionist pull a rabbit out of his hat? He does it with a wave of a magic wand called mutations. But like professional magicians, it's merely a trick. And we'll reveal how the trick works on today's Creation Moment. And now, our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
According to evolutionary theories, the onward progress of organisms from the simplest single cell to the highest forms of life is achieved by mutations. Evolutionists refer to natural selection as the driving force that causes evolution. Natural selection does appear to occur, but the selection of traits is only possible from those represented by the existing genetic information. The idea behind evolution is that new information is provided by mutations, and this new information, if it assists survival better than what already exists, could be duly selected, thereby causing the onward march of evolution. Karen Veit describes this as evolution appearing to behave like a white-haired tinkerer fiddling around with components in his shop until a workable innovation is rolled out. This personification imagines mutations having a creative power that they do not possess, even with the pixie dust of millions of years. Veit goes on to show that mutations are usually either harmful or neutral. She shows that beneficial mutations only occur in very restrictive environments, where normal conditions do not apply, and that such mutations still involve losing or corrupting information. One famous example is that of eyeless fish in caves with no light, where eyes are of no advantage to the fish and can be a disadvantage if the fish injures them. Fish with no eyes cannot get such injuries. God designed the creatures, their genetics, and the environments in which they must live back in Genesis 1.
To find thousands of biblical creation resources, find us online at creationmoments.com.